August really begins with an exciting code. The 1st of August adds up to 14, which reduces to 5, and 1 and 5 are in a category of movement, new beginnings. They are mind numbers, so your mind will be very active, and even though it's a Sunday, you can celebrate the sense of freedom and new beginnings and allow yourself to be enveloped with new ideas as your heart seeks to explore new adventures. You'll have a lot more clarity today, awareness, and maybe you'll need to make some decisions in a quick way. So be very flexible. Be open to surprising new directions, new ventures, and change in general. Very adaptable and open. And remember, August is a 13 universal month, which is, again, about change and transformation. So the cyclical change, the natural change. So this will be a truly exciting day. Also because the sun is conjunct Mercury, and that helps you focus on practical thinking and allow you to set goals with the sense of conscious engagement. So your communication is very strong. You're able to reason well. The thoughts move fast. You can adapt to them. You can consider them. You are curious. You're open to negotiate, be the diplomat. So it's very good for business matters as well. It gives you a clear intellect, and really, any kind of communication is supported by your positive attitude today. Mercury is also opposite to Saturn. So not only do we have two mind numbers, 1 and 5, but we also have two Mercury transits, which is the planet governing our lower mind, the practical mind. So when there's an opposition to Saturn from Mercury, your powers of concentration are really strong. And you want to put them to good use in order for energy to stay into balance. Because after all, when there's an opposition, there are two sides that are seeking to be brought into harmony. So in this case, Mercury, the message, the messenger, the mind, is opposite Saturn, concentration, work, discipline, order. And this creates an opportunity for serious analysis and also deep conversations. So spend some time on your own today, deepening your studies. In-depth research is really favored since your mind is wanting to stay busy for all the reasons mentioned before. And since your thoughts may be at odds with things that you planned for today, it's actually a good time to not make those big decisions or investments, sign important contracts, but just wait a day or so and instead be meticulous in covering all your bases, right? So be diligent, be patient, and partake in a very serene environment because that allows you to breathe and dive deeply into those projects. And then on Monday, the 2nd of August, we have a 15 universal date. So we have the number 2 of relationships and love and connection, balance, merged with the number 15, the spiritual alchemist number of healing and joy and abundance. So this really helps any love relationships, anything home related, family related, romantic, listening to your intuition can bring wonderful insights. You're tuned into forgiveness, love, creating harmony, intimacy. Self-care is very important today as well. And the healing really arises from being filled with a sense of loving kindness. So it's a day for patience. It's a day for kindness, caring, compassion, and basically connecting in a loving way with everyone in your life. The sun is opposite to Saturn today. So when the sun, which is our inner light, our well-being, is opposite Saturn, responsibilities, boundaries, your energy can feel more restricted. So you'll want to dissipate any tendency to procrastinate today or worry and instead work diligently on your projects. It's a really fantastic day to get ahead on a project. So your self-confidence is really measured by your willingness to get to work. Don't wait for others to, you know, inspire you or praise you. Just get active now and know that the seeds that you're sowing now will return to you in a wonderful way. On the 3rd of August, we have the number 3, the number of joy, expression, creativity, being social. This is such a beautiful number of having fun as well. It's the triad, the number 3, merged with the number 16 universal date this year. 16 is about your intuition and really relying on it so that you can bypass any challenges. And so this gives you a wonderful opportunity to be incredibly sensitive and also to be very open to new ideas. 16 reduces to 7, so it has this sense of research and also requires surrender and taking a time out. And so in terms of surrendering, you want to surrender to joy today because of the number 3 for the 3rd of August. So while you need some time alone today, you also can feel like you want to be with close friends and family. Just relax and play. Enjoy this day. Bask in that serene, uplifting environment and use your imagination and intuition to create those intuitive breakthroughs so you don't have to deal with sudden, unforeseen events. So then we have also today in the astrology on August 3rd, Venus trine Uranus and Mercury square Uranus. So it's a double Uranus impact. And that allows you to explore new areas that you've not explored before, or to go to those areas, but with a new sense of understanding or openness. So you're open to exploring new options. You're connecting with others, Venus trine Uranus, in a maybe very creative way. Financial windfalls are enhanced with this trine. And it gives you a new perspective on magnifying your flow of abundance. So how to do that in a more fun, pleasureful way. So it also is about honoring your own and everyone else's uniqueness, because that's what Uranus is really all about. So your eye for beauty is great. Your inner innovator is very keen on finding unique expression, and you want to allow that in everyone else as well. Mercury square Uranus means just guard against being impatient when you talk to others or write to them. Your pace of life is quickened at this time. Make sure that you cross all T's and dot all I's in your communication with others. Both Mercury and Uranus, the lower mind and higher mind, govern connection and communication, media. And so this extra electricity can create a kind of short-circuiting effect with the square. So if you have important meetings today, you might want to reschedule for another day. Any big decisions, same thing. Wait a couple days. Just be very flexible and open. And then the 4th of August has a 17-8 universal date. So the numbers 4 and 8 are active. These are numbers of organization and boundaries and plans and manifestation. And the moon is trine Jupiter today. So that's a really lovely few hours we have today where we feel generous and happy and grateful. There are gifts and advantages that can show up. You feel recognized at soul level. And it's good for negotiations and just feeling just very confident. And then on the 5th of August, we have an 18 universal date. And so this brings endings and change. 9 is the final single digit. 18 is the number of healing. And so you are very much at a pivot point today in some way. The moon sextiles Mars for a few hours, and so that gives you extra emotional focus and direction. Your instincts feel strong. This is a day of fire and enthusiasm and passion, and you may feel a little bit impulsive as well, so guard against overreacting. Definitely a day of feeling independent and surrendering. Then Friday the 6th of August has a 19 universal date. 6 is the number of love and compassion and service and family and abundance. And 19 is the Prince of Heaven number, the number of confidence. The Prince of Heaven is the sun, so it fills you with light and delight. And so there is a sense of you being lit up from the inside in a very healing way, very loving way. Today, the sun squares Uranus, and that brings, of course, an inclination for change and reform. You're open to new ideas. You definitely are seeking freedom. You're making new plans. Just guard against making radical shifts or being reactionary towards others instead of patient and breathing before you respond. So certainly, you know, the ability to meditate and take deep breaths helps you to deal with whatever is coming up with total freedom, which is what Uranus always seeks. So be very proactive about creating positive changes in your life today. And then we come to the 7th of August. We have a 20 universal date today. This is very much a day of rest. The number 20, which reduces to 2, and the number 7 are days where we don't want too much action. It is a Saturday, so hopefully you can take this weekend day and be with somebody very close to you because the number 20 reduces to 2, or just to listen to your intuition. The number 7 is very much about your inner voice, about research, introspection, learning, spiritual insights. It's a wonderful day of harmony and peace, and just having that spiritual energy come and infuse your mind to bring balance into your life. The moon enters Leo prior to the Leo new moon, which is tomorrow on 8/8. So there's 2.5 days here where there's a lot of warmth, fun-loving, easygoing energy. Leo is ruled by the sun, the twin to the moon, so the moon feels very comfortable, and so you feel optimistic and confident. Leo is the sign of performance, so you want to be emotionally comfortable being in the spotlight now. Be brave, take a risk. And then we come, of course, to Sunday, the 8th of August. We covered this in part one, so have a listen to that first segment where we look at the new moon in Leo on August 8th. Now, the whole date adds up to 21, which is important because we're in the 21st century and we're in 2021. So it adds even more power to this incredible code, as 21 is the number of truth and joy, self-expression. So these are just an indication that you are a creative visionary. And you want to express your heart and soul with confidence and courage. Be playful, be disciplined, and allow abundance and financial expansion into your life, because they're really enhanced today with this 8/8 Sirius rising Leo new moon energy. Really incredible. I love this code.